This weekend, Fancy Farm Picnic MC Matt Jones eschewed the traditional keep it civil remarks that usually open the picnic's political speaking in favor of a 10-minute roast of every politician on stage, from Jack Conway's hair to Mitch McConnell's lukewarm affection for Matt Bevin. But Jones offered a particularly snide appraisal of outgoing Democratic Governor Steve Beshear's accomplishments.
He cut $1 billion from the budget. He privatized Medicaid. He appealed the gay marriage decision to the Supreme Court. And he fought the EPA on coal. I gotta tell you, Governor, you're the best Republican governor we've ever had in this state.
Conway, in a move supported by National Democrats, did not appeal the same-sex marriage decision. But from his current television ads, he, too, kind of sounds like a Republican, and one he's touted as a fiscal conservative and says with a pleased smile that he sued President Obama twice. And the word Democrat is never uttered. It's not even in the tiny text at the bottom of the screen. This kind of obfuscation led University of Kentucky political science chair Ernest Janarella to pen an op-ed for Sunday's Lexington Herald Leader imploring, quote, weak-kneed Dems to quit running from their origins. Janarella.
Democrats, I think, are going to continue to find themselves trumped at the polls as long as they don't pose themselves as an alternative.
To Janarella's point, Republicans currently hold both U.S. Senate seats and 5 out of 6 U.S. congressional districts, while Kentucky hasn't been a presidential blue state in 20 years. Janarella, who is a Democrat, says Conway is stepping into the same groove set by Alison Lundergan Grimes last year. Grimes infamously refused to admit whether or not she had voted for Obama before losing to McConnell by more than 15 points.
Her strategy failed precisely because she could not set herself off as a real independent voice and to defend those national policies.
But how does a Kentucky Democrat embrace the policies of a president that is politically nuclear in the state? Kentucky Democratic Party Chair Patrick Hughes, appearing at Marshall County's Night Before Fancy Farm Bean Supper, said, it's tough.
We're dealing with a lot of rhetoric coming down from people who have different agendas. A lot of outside money coming into Kentucky, advancing things like right to work, trying to pin President Obama on everybody.
Marshall County is one place where a right to work agenda is not being advanced. In fact, the Democratic bulwark is the only county in the state to approve an anti-right to work resolution. The fiscal court's move was made in memory of the late Democratic Judge Executive Mike Miller, who died last year after 4 decades in office. At Friday's event, nearly every politician who took the stage paid tribute to Miller.
Mike Miller.
Mike Miller.
Mike Miller. Mike Miller knew best.
Miller never lost a precinct in Marshall County, but even his post is in danger of flipping to the GOP in this November's special election. A Republican win in Marshall could perhaps mean a sea change in Western Kentucky politics. But there is some hope for Kentucky Democrats who sound like Democrats. Kaylee Radcliffe, a recent Marshall County High School grad, received a party-sponsored scholarship at the Bean Supper and read from her essay on why she chose the Democratic Party.
I support the Democratic platform because I agree with their viewpoints on the issues the United States is facing. Securing basic human rights and protecting the environment and allowing any and all Americans to pursue their dreams.
It can't be said that all of Radcliffe's ideal party platform was echoed in the candidates' speeches that followed. I'm John Knoll in Murray.